This latest presidential campaign cycle is the first in U.S. history with viable candidates on both the Republican and Democratic side who are women, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Carly Fiorina. Fiorina gives a speech in Washington tonight on the state of women in America. It comes on the heels of a 4-day trip to New Hampshire in which gender politics came up again and again. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports.
Carly Fiorina has a complicated relationship with gender politics. Sometimes she plays it up.
I was asked by a national television reporter whether I thought a woman's hormones prevented her from serving in the Oval Office. I know, to the young women here, it's shocking that I would get asked such a question, but I was asked that question.
And sometimes she downplays it.
One of the questions I've gotten asked repeatedly is whether I am criticizing Hillary Clinton because I'm a woman. No, it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm a woman. It has nothing to do with the fact that she's a woman.
But when she tries to degender the race, voters don't always allow her to do that.
Welcome to New Hampshire.
Thank you.
So glad you can make it.
Thank you.
Yes,
glad
we're so proud
back.
Of you. We are so excited when you talked about Hillary because we were just saying how you're the person to do it. You're a female and you've got to do it to her. You've got to.
59-year-old Nancy Hayford came to see Fiorina at a VFW lunch in Hudson.
We really love her because of she's a female and we need more power. So, especially battling the other side, you know what I mean?
The other side means Hillary Clinton. Both are women, both have shoulder-length blonde hair. One wrote a book called Hard Choices, the other wrote a book called Tough Choices. But that's about where their similarities end. Clinton is the Democratic frontrunner. Fiorina is still trying to gain enough support just to make it to the stage for the GOP debates.
I like your nail color.
Thank you. Well, I'm not sure.
The symbolism at Fiorina events is striking. Most of the staffers are women, and invites to New Hampshire House parties only listed women as the hosts.
I support her 100%. I worship her.
Andrea Alexander is wearing a Carly for America sticker on her hot pink shirt.
She's my new Mitt Romney. It's about the economy, stupid.
Alexander was sold with Fiorina's message of small government and less bureaucracy. But there's one issue that worries her. Fiorina is pro-life, and Alexander says that's a litmus test for many of her female friends.
The Republicans have to nail that. If you're anti-Roe v. Wade, goodbye. And I'm 50. Everybody 50 down below, we're pro-choice.
Still, Alexander says she'll vote for Fiorina because her priority is the economy. Fiorina is the former CEO of tech giant Hewlett-Packard. In 1999, she became the first woman to lead a Fortune 20 company. And some of her supporters say since she broke the glass ceiling in business, sure, she can do it in politics. But analysts say people do not vote on gender.
Women and voters in general vote by party before gender every single time. So we know that party always trumps gender.
Adrian Kimmel is the executive director of the Barbara Lee Family Foundation. The Cambridge-based organization was founded by Hillary Clinton supporter Barbara Lee, but it's a nonpartisan group that researches women in politics. Kimmel says women overall tend to vote more Democrat, but that's because of specific policies, not an affinity for a female candidate. She says the comparisons between Clinton and Fiorina may not be entirely political.
True, I think there's a gendered component to it 100% because of this idea that, you know, it is historical.
Historical, that two women are seeking the nomination for president on opposite sides of the aisle. But Fiorina is no Clinton. She's nowhere near the front of the pack on the Republican side. At the same time, though, she is drawing large crowds in New Hampshire, and she's trying to distinguish herself in a crowded GOP field as something more than the anti-Hillary. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.